As Wisconsin struggles to come back from a huge die-off of commercial bees in 2014, a new cooperative plan to help pollinators is ready to go. The plan is an effort from the state of Wisconsin with help from the UW and input from beekeepers, environmental groups, and agricultural interests.
Sean Petty is with us now to talk about the new pollinator protection plan. He's the administrator of the Agricultural Resource Management Division of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, where did the idea for the pollinator protection plan first come from?
About a year and a half ago or so, Secretary Brancel was at a meeting of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture with other secretaries of agriculture from around the country, and there was a lot of discussion about hive die-offs, reduction in pollinator numbers in general. And there was a very much a level of concern about this. Secretary Brancel came back from that meeting and gave us a charge and wanted us to take a look at what the big picture was of what the issues are, what the impacts on pollinators are, and what people need to know to be able to help the situation. In order to do that, we applied for a USDA specialty crop grant, which we were successful in getting. And cooperatively, as you said, we worked with the UW-Madison Entomology Department, and we started on developing the plan.
And just in general, how are pollinators like bees and butterflies doing in Wisconsin right now?
Well, they're okay. I mean, there have been issues with some die-off, but we have areas where they've come back strong. But I would tell you what the real point that we're trying to do with the plan, it's educational. We want it to be an outreach tool to get out to everybody, not just commercial or hobbyist beekeepers, not just farmers, but homeowners, to give them the tools that they need to know what they can do to help expand and improve pollinator habitat, what they can do to minimize stresses on both wild and commercial hives, and what both hobbyist and commercial beekeepers can do to improve the health of their own hives.
And I want to get to some of those practical suggestions, but first I want to get a little bit of a broader context. Tell us a little bit about why pollinators are important. Why should we care?
Well, about globally, pollinators are responsible, I've got some numbers here, that they're responsible for 35% of all crop production in the world. In Wisconsin alone, they account for over $55 million worth of crops. And that's everything from the apple and cherry orchards to, a lot of people don't realize, that cranberries are pollinated and by bees.
So if we haven't got our pollinators, the agricultural landscape suddenly looks a lot more in jeopardy.
And so does your grocery store.
Your prices at the market.
Exactly. So this is a very, very important topic. And as I said, what we really want the plan to be is it's two parts. And we want people to know what the roles of pollinators are as just an educational piece. We want people to understand what the concerns are out there. But at the same time, we want to give them practical points for improving habitat, how we can improve health, and what people can do, not only on a farm, but what we can do as public, for public spaces, what we can do in our yards that will help pollinators. And I'm not just talking about honeybees.
We're talking right now to John Petty, the administrator of the Agricultural Resource Management Division at the Wisconsin Agricultural Department, talking about the state's new pollinator protection plan. And John, you said we're not just talking about honeybees here. What are we talking about?
We are talking about both commercial hives and wild bees. There are, I want to say something like 400 different types of bees in the state of Wisconsin. That's just incredible, the variety of plants that these insects work on is just incredible. Everything that flowers, they're on. And when we see a flowering field, that is a buffet table for pollinators.
Well, let's go there. So what should we be planting to make it a yummy buffet for bees?
Well, there's a couple things that in what we've developed and what we've got out for public comment are what are called best management practices, BMPs. One thing that we can do, at least in the agricultural field, that don't necessarily mow those fields just after you've got your crop up. If there's spaces in between, you don't need to mow that and keep that pristine. Let it flower. Let some wildflowers come up in that. One of the things for a homeowner, don't necessarily feel that you have to have a pristine lawn all the time. If there's a couple dandelions out there, again, that's food for the pollinators. If you have got a green thumb and you want to put in some plants, think of native plants that the pollinators have evolved to feed on, rather than bringing in an exotic that really the pollinators haven't experienced.
Something you say like tulips and some roses are, they don't have a lot of pollen anymore. What are some of these native plants that we should be thinking about planting?
Well, I can tell you the one that I've got in my yard, and I don't know if it's native, but the butterflies and the bees and the bumblebees love it, is lavender.
Mm.
They are all over that. I don't have the list. I'm not a horticulturalist, so I don't have a list in front of me of the plants that we should or that would be attractive to butterflies and to bees. But if it's flowering and you see pollen on it, it doesn't necessarily have to be a cultivated plant, just wildflowers. Look at a wildflower mix. And that's, like I said, that's going to be a buffet table to pollinators.
I want to talk a little bit now about pesticides, because there is some evidence that bee die-off has been linked, it looks like, to pesticide use. What do we need to know about using pesticides? Because your report, it doesn't say don't use pesticides at all. You've got practical guidelines. What do we need to know?
Well, the point about pesticides is just one of the potential factors that puts stress on pollinators. It is not the single sole factor. Part of it, before I get back to pesticides, we can have weather that affects them. There can be literally lack of diet, lack of water resources. In times where there is a drought, remember, they need water too, and that could affect it. There are parasites and viruses that affect bees, both wild and commercial hives. All of these are factors on it. With pesticides specifically, we have regulations on those, and specifically EPA, the federal EPA, has come out with some potential new rules for pesticides that are specific, that would not allow specific pesticide use when there are commercial hives being used in the area. So the general point is follow the label. The label has got restrictions that make it as safe as it can be to use those. If you follow the label, you're pretty much in good stead.
And John, just briefly as we wrap up, now that the pollinator protection plan is out there, what is your greatest hope about how it impacts pollinator habitat and health in Wisconsin?
We don't want to hear stories of people that have got orchards or a cranberry marsh that they have not got access to bees, that they cannot get a hold of commercial hive owners that can come in to pollinate their crops. We want there to be a lot of healthy bees.
John, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was John Petty, Administrator of the Agricultural Resource Management Division of Wisconsin Agriculture Department. A link to the Pollinator Protection Plan is up right now on the Central Time Facebook page.